Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. With last night's 7-2 win over Toronto, the Blackhawks lead the league with a 22-7-2 home record so far this season.
We've been, I don't want to say struggling offensively, but we've kind of been waiting for a game like this, so I think it starts when Mash scores a big goal to start us off, and you know, we had some depth score tonight too, so good to have everyone get in on the action.
That was Patrick Kane. He notched 4 points with a goal and 3 assists in the win. Dallas, though, also got a win last night, so the Hawks and Stars remain tied for first place atop the Central Division. Hawks now head to New York to take on the Rangers tomorrow night. This morning, the team placed Rob Scuderi on waivers. Meanwhile, today's the first day NFL teams can slap the franchise tag on players. The Bears will have until March 1st to figure out if that's what they want to do with Alshon Jeffrey. Bulls will practice tonight for the first time since the All-Star break. They'll head to Cleveland to take on the Cavs on Thursday night, then turn right around and host the Raptors at home on Friday. Meanwhile, ESPN's Zach Lowe says the Bulls have pitched the Raptors on a Taj Gibson for Patrick Patterson swap. In college basketball, the Illini return to action tonight as they take on Rutgers. You can hear that game right here on 670 The Score beginning at 7:30. Northwestern is at Purdue tonight. UIC travels to Youngstown State. Northern Illinois hosts Bowling Green. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. And at B-Dubs, catch all the postseason action, eat great food, and enjoy excellent beer from their countless taps. It's the time of year that every game counts. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Julie had her updates all day long. Thank you to our guests on the show, Dave Revson from the Big Ten Network, John Manuel from Baseball America, and Vincent Goodwill from Comcast Sportsnet. Our producers, Jay Zawoski here at the Auto Show, Brett Lyons and Kevin Zipak and Brendan McCaffrey all doing work back at the shop. Thank you, men. Dominic Mendocino holding down the engineering tasks here and the PR tandem of Sam and Cam. Getting it done. Promotions. Sam and Cam high-fiving on cue. Locked and loaded. Not just co-workers, but also lovers. 670 The Score is where you are. The shift change is... Oh, did I have that wrong? I'm sorry. My bad. Sorry, guys.
No, brothers is what they said. That's what he was saying.
I had the headphones on. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. Back at the station is Dan Bernstein and Joe Cowley. What's up, man? How are you?
You tell us. Everything's good here.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man. No, things are good here. You know, you always got a cavalcade of people who have no interest in what you're talking about, and they walk by quizzically and then find out if you can give them something free. And luckily, we have these little stress balls that you can throw at people, give it to them free, and that satisfies most.
Sometimes they just look over the side of the table here and look to grab anything you have, be they personal items like phones or gloves or pens, whatever they can find. They just want something.
Yeah, letting them have it, you know.
I thought you guys would have more fun with Vincent and his Detroit love. Every time I talk to him and he starts preaching, I just give him his old Detroit.
Yeah,
Detroit basketball.
I pick on him, Joe. He obviously hates Michael in all things Bulls of that era. So We pick on him.
I had my fill of it last week. We worked together for a day, man, and it was like some of it was real, some of it just trolling for fun, and by the end you couldn't tell what was what.
Was he fighting with people every second?
Oh, God, every little thing. You could tell he was passionate about a few things for real, though, that the Pistons had every reason not to shake hands at the end of that series. He went to bat hard for that last week.
Did you guys celebrate Pacoda Day today?
I did not, actually. We talked a little bit about the Vegas overs and unders, but I know it's Pacoda Day. What'd you pick out? Pick out some goodies already?
We will be going through it throughout the day. This is the day where people get angry at an algorithm. I always am entertained when people get mad, and I don't know really what you're mad at, because it's not a human being deciding that he or she dislikes your team. It is just a formula that is disgorging numbers based on an algorithm, and people are mad. They don't like my team. It's not a they. It's not a person. It's okay.
What'd you make of the USA Today thing having the Sox at 90? Is that just going for a big market and throwing something at the wall?
I don't know, because that is just somebody saying stuff. I'd rather look and see what the computer-based projections are instead of people just trying to put numbers out there. And I think it's pretty fair. Has the White Sox winning 82 games? Has the Cubs winning 92, which for a Pacoda projection is a lot.
That's high.
A lot. And it has them with the best pitching staff, with Arrieta and Lester being a 1-2 punch unrivaled in baseball.
I would, you know, my gut tells me that Lester's going to be a little better than last year, as he's admitted to all sorts of issues, some physical, some mental, in that first disastrous month of April. And Arrieta, it's hard to imagine him going anywhere but down, even if slightly, just because of the
sheer mastery
of the year.
If healthy. Right.
Absolutely.
However, I was told by a trusted source that Kyle Hendricks expects to be significantly better, because I was told that his velocity will be up a tick. He will be throwing noticeably harder this year.
Because of health or because of something he changed?
My guess is because of health. There was nothing acute that merited any time off, but there is that he's distinctly feeling better.
Well, we'll see. He's obviously a very smart guy who does all his homework and knows how to get the most out of whatever he's got. We were having the conversation based on the dunk contest earlier about the sheer athleticism of guys now. And, I mean, genetically, is it possible that in 20 years the body develops to be capable of more things than it was capable of even 20 years ago at a Texas?
Evolutionarily, no. That's way too short a time horizon.
I think the best answer is the dunk, and the dunk that used to awe you used to be the hanging dunk, where now guys actually use that time in the air to try and execute more things.
Yeah, there's more things going on.
Yeah, I don't think there's, you know, I mean, 44-inch vertical leap is 44-inch vertical leap, whether it's 20 years ago or today. And if you have a guy that gets up, I think guys now are more willing to push the limit on kind of the chaos that goes on in the air. And I think you're just seeing more things happening instead of just the gliding and the awe of just hanging and then dunking it.
I think we have to be very specific when we talk about, we use the term evolution, capital E, and evolution, small e, because obviously if you're actually talking about natural selection, you would have to say that for whatever reason, the evolutionary pressures would mean that only great athletes were living long enough to pass their genes on. So that's obviously not the case. We're talking about the artificial selection that goes on in leagues, that goes on at the youngest levels, when I think what is different is that tall players are not discouraged from handling the ball. I think tall players are not discouraged from maximizing their athleticism, where if you have a Carl Anthony Towns, I think increasingly at the youngest levels, when usually people would be shunted off into back to the basket roles or traditional big man footer roles, that you may be seeing greater dunks because the taller and taller guys with longer and longer arms can have that ball elevated longer.
And they're spending their childhood and their young professional career with the ball in their hand and willing to take some risks too. Joe, you're right about it. Like, it's just the creativity and the willingness to do things. How many times did Aaron Gordon fall on his ass, probably, as he tried that thing to put it under his legs in the seated position? He must have gone down several times.
Well, anybody that knows his history knows he's been preparing for this dunk contest from way back in his U of A days. I mean, this is a guy that I don't think he's lost many dunk contests. So, And, you know, I mean, what can you say about Zach LaVine? What he's done the last 2 years has kind of been, you know, we've seen a couple in the game against the Bulls. Not that a lot of teams haven't dunked on the Bulls the last couple of years, but
it's a different contest.
Yeah, to see him up close and to see what he does. I mean, it's exciting because they've raised the limits. They've continued to raise the bar on the accurate. It's almost like the X Games and the stuff guys are doing in the X Games. With snowmobiles and stuff.
Figure skating.
Just everything is just guys are more willing to push the limit, and you have to give something more each year because people demand something more or get stale.
What else is going on with you guys? What else is floating your boat in the wide-open February landscape?
Well, we're going to have a talk with Greg Kot at 2 o'clock. He was terrific on Twitter last night with thoughts as the Grammy proceedings went on. Also, Frank Isola, the basketball writer, New York Daily News.
Daily News and Sirius Radio.
Yeah, he's going to join us at 3. So I found the Grammys extremely underwhelming. I was really disappointed with the lack of rock and roll. It was bothering. Everything was either a pop song or when the Eagles were your rock until the Geriatrics came out later, they invoked the name of Lemmy Kilmister, and then they give you that awful Johnny Depp, Joe Perry, Alice Cooper thing. I was dying for just a rock act.
Well, you got it when that group kicked into Ace of Spades and Duff was singing it. That sounded
great.
Yeah,
it was okay.
I thought the groove was happening.
I wanted more. I don't know. Maybe
Foo Fighters.
Yeah, something stripped down, garagey, and rock and rolly.
All right, Alabama Shakes or have a great sound and a great vibe.
I'm not a huge fan of Alabama Shakes. Sometimes I'm in the mood for them, but that doesn't click with me.
Yeah, Kot and I disagreed on the Bowie thing. I thought it worked with Lady Gaga doing the one woman 20 song 20 persona medley or whatever the hell it was. I thought it kind of worked.
Would you have rather she did one song though really well
jumping? I think one song doesn't come close to representing Bowie. There's no way to do it. I mean, if that's what you're trying to do, it's got to be a medley. It's got to be all over the place. And you know, asking one shapeshifter to try and channel another shapeshifter, I thought was a worthy task, even if she fell short a little bit.
I got the symmetry, but I also understand what Greg Kot was saying when he thought it was campy, and that Bowie was never about camp.
Right.
Bowie was
right.
Always about his sincerity and all the oddity and all the androgyny. He always meant it. There was never a wink. There was never anything that was supposed to look too costumey about it when he was in character.
I don't know if I agree with that with Kot. I mean, having read and listened to enough of Bowie talking about this stuff, he took as much joy in some of the personas as anybody. But enjoy the convo. Say hello to my guy, Greg Kot. I've not talked to him in a long time. Should have today. Should have gotten the jump, Rosner. Holding me back, man, from talking rock and roll. What's your problem, dude?
I'm busy.
Yeah.
Have the Bears done anything with Jeffrey yet? Did I miss anything? Any announcement?
No. Today being day one, and they've gotten until March. Nothing as of yet.
Yeah, I just wonder what your protocol is. And we talked to Dan Weider about it yesterday. That I think it depends on the agent. It depends on the guy. That you would think that if you're going to do it, rather than kind of just dither, you'd say, as an agent, you say, if you're going to do it, and let's establish that, and let's negotiate moving forward with that already done, rather than sort of hold it over a guy's head like the sword of Damocles. But I'm not sure what the relationship is between the GMs and the agents on that.
Hey, Bernsey, were you upset at the pointing out of the typo last night, by the way, on the Twitters?
No, it was funny. See, but the thing is,
let me tell people, because that made me laugh. Somebody pointed it out. It was like, you were writing about Klay Thompson and I think the three-point contest.
No, I was writing about the BS of Jordan supposedly blessing them breaking the record, which is absolute garbage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I missed the context. But either way, sharpshooter. Represented on the Scores website as Shart Shooter, which is a glorious typo.
That can happen too.
I believe it has. It's probably happened to some of the greatest.
It compromises the defense. I'll tell you that much. If you're one on one, Barry, you know, and somebody you've got a serious sharpshooter that you're one on one with, you're giving them space. You're backing up and giving them an extra.
You're Paul Gasol.
So here's what happened to me. I don't usually
be rather effective.
I don't usually read the post after I submit it to edit, and I didn't remember using that word. So I went back to my saved document, and I hadn't used the word. So I said, "Wait, when? What is? What is he? When along the chain this happened?" So I I sent a note to the person, to the editor to whom I submitted, and then he passed it along, and he said, I didn't edit it. A different guy edited the piece, and then he felt awful, and he was apologizing profusely. I said,
Someone edited a mistake into the copy?
Correct.
That happens in the newspaper business.
So he added the word sharpshooter with the misspell with the typo in it.
Got a couple of newspaper guys who are doubting the possibility.
I definitely think it could happen. That's happened before.
Yeah, because both of the guys who edit my stuff here will always add in little things and facts. Oh. And if I mention a game, they'll put in the score of the game, that kind of thing. But they added the word sharpshooter, but he felt so bad about it. I told him. I said those mistakes don't matter. Unless they expose us to a lawsuit or something. Right. I said, he was really apologetic. I said,
probably gained some clicks after that night.
Don't worry about it. You say
stuff, write stuff for a living. I couldn't tell if you were seriously, you know, because the fun was... the fun was dangerously taken out of a typo last
night. I got scared. I swear to God, I said I never put the word sharpshooter in the piece.
Right.
Yeah.
So and again, I always do spell check. So it would have been flagged had I used a word. So he added the adjective noun, I guess, is in this case.
You. So I hear it's all right. It's all good. We're going to make way and let you guys get on with your show. I'm sure it'll be good conversation and, as always, well-researched and very sharp insights about all sorts of things.
Have fun, boys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Yeah,
Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. I will be there with Ruben dropping the puck at center ice to start the game. So come say hi this Saturday night up at Allstate Arena. All right, everybody, have a great afternoon. Me and Rosner back in studio tomorrow. Bernstein and Cowley are next. See you later.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Jaromir Jagr celebrated his 44th birthday on Monday by leading the Florida Panthers against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Leading is the right word, because Jagr is leading the division-leading Panthers in scoring with 40 points. Playing in Pittsburgh Monday was apt. He began his remarkable NHL career there 26 years ago, playing on two Stanley Cup champion teams. He's now the fifth non-goalie in league history to play at 44 or older. The ageless Gordie Howe scored 15 goals for the Hartford Whalers at the age of 51. Jagr's no slouch. He scored 17 goals this season and now has 739, fourth all-time, and 1,842 points, also fourth all-time. Jagr's still going strong and seems likely to be for a while. Happy birthday, young man. I'm John Feinstein.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Hey, it's flow, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you for the next 4.5 hours or so. We'll do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, and perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Yeah, probably, I'm sure. I am Dan Bernstein here on the Boars and Bernstein Show, and that is Joe Cowley.
How you doing, Dan?
Hey, way to get the whole, like, Satan thing going on
you
with
send
the facial
me,
hair.
If you send me on a 10-day trip, I'm going to come back looking like this.
Okay.
I get bored. I do a lot of face art. So I was stuck between Johnny Ringo from Tombstone and okay. Some karate owner of a dojo that's gone bankrupt.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Exactly.
So do you grow the beard in and then sort of just...
It's a process. It went like goatee and then I'm like, well, let's do this and let's remove this and let's... You know, when you're Italian, this is 10 minutes of growth. I mean, by the end of the show, I could have something completely different. You know, I'm a hairy person from a hairy family. So... you know, it changes frequently.
You're Italian?
Carlino was our last name. It got changed to Carly and then Cowley.
Oh.
My grandfather met an Irish woman and changed it to Cowley.
Well, it's like a bad cola has to shave every 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. That's our life. My older brother looks like Cousin It.
I've never been able to. Once I had the goatee. We used to, during finals in college, we used to grow it out, and then always just we'd have like finals beards and stuff. And I made the mistake of coming home with it, and my ninth dad said something to me, and I immediately
FaceTimed the old man the other day, and he goes, "What are you, El Chapo?"
That's the. I got with that and worse. And
where are you going with that shotgun?
Actually, the line was, you know, when you bite one of those things, you're supposed to let go. I said, oh, well, okay, great, thanks. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text zone on The Score presented by Grossinger. Twitter is at Boers_Bernstein. He is at Suntimes_Hoops.
Yes.
And I am at Dan_Bernstein. There's BoersandBernstein.com. There's the radio.com app for your mobile device. I should mention, too, we talked about we're having it with Greg Kot and Frank Isola in the second half. Five more seats to give away today. We are down to the last couple days to register for the Charity Poker Championship Thursday night that benefits Children's Oncology Services and the One Step Programs. If you are 21 years of age or older and you are an interested poker player, you want to take part in this event, you got to be listening all throughout the show today because we have five more seats that we are going to give away and would love for you to have the opportunity to play and maybe win that spot in the World Series of Poker main event. That is our grand prize this year. The producers are Matt Abatacola.
Matt Abatacola. Honestly, Matt Abatacola, you're totally right, man. Don't hang up, baby.
Chris Tannehill.
Since then, Coach Brady, 6-1 against Carolina and Duke. I mean, those kind of accomplishments for Notre Dame basketball are unworldly. And you just think about what he's done there. I mean, the guy literally turns water into wine.
Wow. That's a guy. That's the friend you want. If he's literally turning water into wine. Because that's a thing. Now, the trading deadline for the NBA is 2 o'clock Thursday.
Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern. Yep.
3 o'clock Eastern, and I was thinking about it this morning, going over possibilities for the Bulls, and I just wanted to cry because there is no way to look at this current situation and anything that they could do and chart some sort of path out of the wilderness. Anything would have to be Jimmy Butler. It would have
Correct.
To. You have to. And even though he's a max player the first year of the deal, you could move him, right?
Yes.
Okay. He's eligible to be traded. Anything you might do would start there. There's been a lot of wacky rumors out there, but because this is the time of year where people just absolutely make stuff up. There was one that was late yesterday talking about Oladipo and a first as they were talking to the Magic, but that was not substantiated. So I didn't hear anything that said that was actually true. But I don't know if you are where I am on this. I increasingly, and this again over the weekend with the stuff Butler said about your relationship with your coach. Well, I can be better. He can be better. Oh, okay, Jimmy.
Jimmy GM.
Yeah, all right then. Well, great. And then he said, well, we rely too much on our offense, knowing full well this is an offensive coach who already had his system vetoed by Jimmy. Is this tenable for the next 5 years?
I don't know if they have a choice. I mean, to be honest, I mean, you have a all-star, two-time all-star wing player, a two-way player in Jimmy Butler, who you signed to a contract that might look really nice starting next year when that payroll jumps up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a coach that you are paying $5 million for a season for 5 years. There's no immediate dump button on it because you're not going to pay $4.5 million to Tom Thibodeau the rest of this year and next year and then go ahead and start dishing out money for another coach. That's not happening. Jerry Reinsdorf's not doing that. So,
right?
Do you move the player?
That's what I keep thinking. If we're really confronting where the Bulls are, if somebody out there thinks that Jimmy Butler is a superstar to the level of him being the best player on a champion, I'd like to gauge the market. I would be really interested.
To see what the draw is?
I want to know. I want to be picking up that phone and actually finding out. Not just saying, okay, yeah, we'll talk. You owe it to your team. You owe it to the massive rebuild that this is going to be. However, right. Whatever pieces you have here. And what sucks, what absolutely sucks, is you've got three first-round picks in Mirotić, McDermott, and Snell. McDermott, one that you gave up assets to trade up for.
Two picks
you gave up to get into the lottery. Mm-hmm. And he now is out of like 440 NBA players in real plus minus and overall efficiency rating. I think he's in the bottom 15.
Right.
And he's one of the most uniquely inefficient players in the league.
But you'd still rather have him in the rotation over Tony Snell right now.
Who's a bum and a half. And Nico has gone from a guy who had a couple months where he's playing at an all-star level to benched at one position, benched at another position, and then he has an appendectomy with complications and internal bleeding, and he's losing weight, and he's out of shape, and you don't even know when he was bad before he got hurt.
Right.
So it's the hidden sadness of the Hoiberg era so far, at least in my estimation, is this loss of value of assets. Even if you wanted to start trying to do something, you don't have anything. You haven't built...
Not till the summer.
You haven't built yourself. You haven't gained ground anywhere. It's like all of it is suppressed. You've ruined your Bulls economy. You know, so even if you wanted to do something, that's why you're down. You want to trade Gasol? Fine. You want to flop Taj Gibson out there for Patrick Patterson, that's okay.
You get a little younger, get a little cheaper, but you think Toronto's going to say, okay, let's go ahead and check the ankles on Taj Gibson and kick the tires on him and make that trade in 2 days?
If their doctors check those ankles and give you, hey, it looks good,
right.
I'd be surprised. It's too bad. It's too bad so many things have just softened and weakened with the Bulls right now to make it so anything you could do would have to be so radical, and it might involve really exploring a Jimmy Butler move.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Following the Blackhawks 7-1 thrashing of the Maple Leafs last night, their next stop is the Big Apple. They've got a rivalry night showdown with the Rangers at the world's most famous arena tomorrow. The Hawks concluded their four-game homestand on a high note, but went just 1-3 in those contests. According to reports today, Blackhawks placed defenseman Rob Scuderi on waivers. The 37-year-old has been a healthy scratch in six of the Hawks' last seven games. He was acquired in the Trevor Daley trade in December. To the hardwood, the Bulls returned to practice today, getting set for a tough start to the second half. They've got the Cavaliers Thursday night for the start. Then they return to the UNC floor Friday. They'll take on the Raptors. ESPN's Zach Lowe says the Bulls and Raptors had initial discussions about a potential Taj Gibson for Patrick Peterson swap, but the talks have gone nowhere thus far. College basketball, Illinois plays host to Rutgers tonight in Champaign. Coverage on the Score begins at 7:30 with the tip slated for 8 o'clock. Staying in the Big Ten, Northwestern visits 20-6 Purdue this evening. Elsewhere, UIC is at Youngstown State. NIU welcomes Bowling Green to DeKalb. And today marks the first day teams can apply the franchise tag to their respective players in the NFL. No word yet on whether the Bears will do so with receiver Alshon Jeffrey. If it's in your nature to cast off the everyday and seek adventure, the Discovery Sport was built to help your search. Visit LandRoverIllinois.com for special offers during the Own the Adventure sales event, Land Rover, above and beyond. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
The Boers and Bernstein Show on WSCR. The Score, Joe Colley is in for Terry Boers today. Tomorrow we will be out at the auto show, and I will be joined by Chris Ranji as we will be at the